Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back with us today, and we're talking about being debt-free and how much money you'll save if you're debt-free.
That's right. Well, you know, we are redeemed from the curse of the law.
Right.
We know that from Galatians 3:13. And we also know that from Deuteronomy 28, that debt is part of the curse.
Yes,
and we're
is.
Redeemed from that
That's
curse.
Right.
So I like the title. This is actually your title, Gloria. From the time that we taught this about 4 years ago, you said to me this phrase, and you said, you ought to write a book called Done With Debt. So as I was putting this together, and this is really a refresher course for all of us to just stay refreshed in the fact that we don't have to live in a debt-ridden society.
That's right.
Done with debt. Done with debt. And like you said yesterday, when you're done with debt, you don't have anybody dunning you. And that is an actual term. Someone who is a dun is a creditor, or like Gloria says, is a predator. And we can be free from that. We can be totally delivered from that.
Man.
And
look,
I love
at the pressure that you don't have.
I love the decision that you and Kenneth made in 1967, almost 50 years ago, about seeing in the Word of God to own no man anything but to love him.
That's right.
And when you accepted that word, you adapted that to your lifestyle, and you made the quality decision that we will never borrow money for anything. Based on that word. And here we are 50 years later, and this is a debt. We're sitting in debt-free chairs. We're sitting in a debt-free studio. We don't owe anything on these cameras. All of the buildings are paid for. And as a matter of fact, we were figuring this up right before we started. The administrative building. We moved into that building in 1986, and the building itself cost $7 million. Had we borrowed the money for the building on a 30-year loan, we would be having a mortgage burning ceremony right now, and we would have paid $14 million in interest.
On a what did the building
On a $7 million building.
That's unreasonable, George.
$14 million on a $7
Look at the
million.
Money.
And so
it stayed in the kingdom of God.
It stayed in the kingdom of God. I like that. It stayed in the kingdom of God. And the same thing throughout the years. We have not owed anything on anything on this property. And I so appreciate the decision that you and Kenneth made in Tulsa. Not even hardly, you hadn't started your ministry yet.
No, we didn't have anything either.
Yeah, and you made that decision. It was a step of faith.
And we've lacked for nothing.
You've lacked for nothing. And you know what? Your decision for us and for so many others, it reminds me of that scripture when those brothers brought the man and dropped him, tore up the roof and dropped him down into where Jesus was, and he got healed. That hole, there was a hole that was dug, and that other people could have gone through that hole. You and Kenneth dug a hole. You had a breakthrough where debt freedom in ministry and life is concerned. And there are so many of us that can follow right behind you on this. So that's what this is all about. We have proved this out. We have taught this. You have taught this for years. And now we're living in that place of debt freedom. And I have to give testimony to the Lord about how free it is to be debt free. How wonderful it is to know that He is our source and that we don't have to go to the world. We don't have to make covenant with the world. And there are, this scripture that I wanted to start out with here in John chapter 8 and verses 31 and 32, it says, and this is the Pastor George version of it. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you debt free.
Oh, it did. It sure did.
It'll make you free. The truth made you free.
Yep, it sure did.
And when you and Kenneth made that decision, it set you on a course. That decision of faith set you on a course that to this day you owe no man anything. And it would be a sin. It would be a sin
to
for us.
And
you know, and I've been involved in the ministry here for 40 years with you. And I know this, that the option of borrowing has never come up in a meeting anytime.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. It is a done deal. The more we know...
And we've lacked for nothing.
We have lacked.
And we've not paid how much in interest? Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Yeah. And the Lord has that place of freedom for you as well. Yeah. Anybody who's watching right now, you can be debt free. That's the will of God for you. And debt, it's a burden and it's a weight that God wants to see removed from your life.
That's right.
And it can be done. And
I'm going to tell you the secret of debt freedom before we ever get started.
I'm listening to you with all ears.
Stop borrowing money.
That is a huge revelation right there.
Stop. That's it right there.
Mary, did you get that?
Don't borrow money.
Stop borrowing money. That's
yeah,
it.
That's
you just,
it.
You cut it off. You just cut it off. And like I mentioned to you in between our broadcast, the quote that you have about credit card debt. What do you have to do? This is what Gloria said. How do you get out of credit card debt? She said, you'll have to go have plastic surgery.
That's right.
You'll have to cut those things in half. And I remember one time when Kelly was struggling with, she had amassed some credit card debt. Uh-huh. They were trying to get on top of that. And I was talking to Kelly one day and we got into this conversation. She said, well, George, she said, I cut up all my credit cards. And this was Christmas time. That was big. But
how bad do you want it?
How bad do you want it? What are you willing to
but
do?
But I'm telling you from experience, it is worth the price.
It is.
To be debt free and not have that pressure over you. And once you get the hang of it, you lack for nothing. You know how to believe God
right.
for what you need.
That's right. Well, when Terry and I had sold a house and then we borrowed the money for the next house, and we'll talk more about this later, but I was on the broadcast with Brother Copeland shortly thereafter, and we were talking about debt freedom because, Gloria, I was digging in with all my might. I was digging into Scripture. I was finding out what the Word of God said. I have made this a lifelong study of debt freedom. And I was in this very studio the day that Kenneth and I were talking about it. We were still in debt at that time. And we were actually over there. There was a table over there. And he looked at me. And he said, now, George, you lived in a debt-free house because before we gave the house, we paid it off. He said, you lived in a debt-free house and then you borrowed the money and you went into another house. He looked at me. He said, why did you borrow the money to do that?
And you said,
I was sitting there thinking to myself, this is good for me. This is really good for me. This is very good for me. And fortunately, he answered the question, which we will talk about this later in the week, but he answered the question and he told me that my faith was not built enough or strong enough to step into that. Well, you know, from that point, Gloria, I just really dug into the Word and I found out, and over these next 2 days, we're going to be talking about what the Word of God says about praise living debt free.
It's exciting.
We have to know that. We have to know that the Word backs the decision.
That's right.
That God will back our decision.
His idea.
It's His idea. And so let's take a look at the first two on this broadcast today. And we're going over to this scripture in Romans 13:8 that launched a thousand
that's
ships.
That's the one you can't get around.
I know. And, you know, I have the privilege sometimes of when we go traveling, we'll fly on the Citation 10, the world's fastest civilian aircraft.
Yes,
it takes off
that.
Like a rocket ship and we get there fast. And there are times I'll sit there and just lift my hands to the Lord and praise God, first of all, that it's a debt-free aircraft.
Yes.
And thank Him for the partners that rallied and supported and put us in that aircraft to be able to go all over the world. And sometimes I'll rub on it. I'll make sure my hands are clean, but I'll rub on it and I'll say, Lord, You are so,
so good.
Good. This is a debt-free aircraft.
Praise God.
And there's something, there is a... There is a...
And think about it, George. We didn't have to buy a used one.
That's right.
We didn't have to buy a slow one.
You didn't have to buy a used one,
a
slow one.
It's the fastest civilian jet in the world.
It is.
And it's debt-free.
It's debt-free.
Why is it debt-free? Because of the Word of God.
And that's why the partners of this ministry...
That's right.
You are connected, partners, with a debt-free ministry. You have access to the anointing. Now, think about this for a moment. And I don't speak badly about any ministry, but you have a particular ministry over here that's up to their ears in debt. And people are, they're connected and they're trying to support that ministry. It's going to be harder for the anointing for debt freedom to get on them, as opposed to there is no debt here. And that anointing is on us.
That's right.
You have taught Terry and I, we got out of debt and we never went back into debt. I drive by banks all the time.
Have you lacked anything?
No, we haven't lacked anything. And I drive by banks all the time and don't give it a thought. I don't think about going in there.
Yeah.
Like I did on the broadcast yesterday, kneel down before you and have to give my life over to this individual. It's wrong to make a covenant with the world. That's what Brother Copeland has taught us.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at these scriptural reasons about becoming debt-free in Romans 13:8. That's a major one. Owe no man anything but to love one another. That's a big scripture in your life, isn't it?
It is. It is. Praise God.
And
it's been a blessing.
In 1967, and again, all these notes are available to you online. Just go to kcm.org and you can get them there. But in 1967, Kenneth and Gloria made a commitment to God. And you said this. I mean, I'm a student of these people. And I write down things. Lord, whatever we see in your word and we understand what you are telling us in your word, we adopt that into our lifestyle immediately, whether we like it or not, because your word is final authority.
That's right.
What a powerful word that was.
Being a woman, the most important thing to me was a home.
A home.
Now that's a big ticket item.
That's, yep.
Being an aviator, the most important thing to
Kenneth an airplane.
was an airplane. He can live in the hangar if he had an airplane.
Yeah.
So they're both big ticket items.
Yeah.
Did we do without those? No.
Mm-mm.
We believed God. We got exactly what we asked for. Debt free.
Yeah.
Was it easy? There was some pressure to it. Mm-hmm. Was it worth it? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It was worth it. Gloria,
glory to
Terry
God.
And I, in building our house, we bought the house with cash, but then we needed to renovate it. And it took 5 years to renovate it.
But you paid cash.
We paid cash doing it. And there were times when the house would just sit there and we'd look at the same 2x4s and go to the house. But you know,
let patience have her perfect.
That's right. That's exactly what we had to do. And if I got discouraged, Terry would encourage me. If she got discouraged, I would encourage her. If we both got discouraged, we'd come see you. So
okay. And, now looking back,
yeah.
It was worth it,
wasn't it? Oh, it was worth it,
Gloria. Because you'd still be paying on it.
It was worth it. And now that house is debt-free. We don't owe on it. If we were on a 30-year mortgage, we'd still be paying on that mortgage.
On the first house?
On that house. Oh. That house that we bought. But we didn't. And now it's a beautiful home and it blesses us. It ministers to us.
Blessings on it.
And it was a decision that we made as well as you.
And you're not in covenant with somebody you don't need.
That's exactly right. We're not in covenant with the world over it. Well, in the readings and the study, you said we will obey whatever your word tells us to do.
That's what we said.
And then you said we committed ourselves to do whatever we saw in the word, no matter what it was. So you committed to Romans 13:8. I'm saying this because I know you're going to do this today. Brother Copeland found that Romans 13:8 and he said, he wrote this, so I'm quoting him, surely God didn't mean that. Owe no man anything but to love him. He said that scripture must mean something else someplace. So you looked up the Amplified Bible. I think the Amplified Bible was an out. It was like, well, maybe it says something different in the Amplified.
Yeah. Maybe it'll help.
Oh, but the Amplified Bible was worse or better. It said, keep out of debt and owe no man anything except to love one another. So keep out of debt. That's what the word says.
How can you misunderstand?
There's no misunderstanding there. And Kenneth said, it looked impossible to do anything without borrowing money. And I remember the whole story about this.
Yeah,
he took that to you. You all looked at it. And what he wrote was, Gloria walked out of the room and came back. And here's your response. Listen to this. This was her response to Romans 13:8. Well, praise God. The word of God was not written for our disadvantage. It was written for our advantage. It is to our advantage to live debt-free.
That's right.
That was your answer. And that should be our answer.
Praise God.
That what Romans 13:8 says, it's not written for your disadvantage. It was written for our advantage. And you know, when we, you said this, all of your quotes are coming back to me here. You said on one of our broadcasts, about how you don't have to, if you go to the world, you have to borrow it from them. If you go to God, He'll give it to you.
That's right. He'll provide it. He'll send it.
That's
He'll get it to you.
So good.
Glory
That's
to
so
God.
So good, Gloria.
Amen. That's right.
And then your response, it's our to our advantage to live debt-free. And then you said you would think that God was putting you in a bind when He committed, when you committed to living debt-free. But go to page 2 because it continues on there.
Okay.
She said, you would think that God was putting you in a bind when you commit to living debt-free. But you said, on the contrary, you are allowing Him to stretch you and pull you out into something better
that's
than
right.
what you
oh,
had.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wow.
That's right. You're limited the other way. You're not limited this way.
That's right. And you said, we're taking God's Word literally, and whatever we see in it, that's what we're going to do. And then you said, if you have access to gold streets, then you have excess of goods. You have an excess of goods. So it's available to us.
That's right.
So one of the major reasons that we are to pursue this debt freedom is what it says in the Word. Owe no man anything but to love one another. Or, as it says here, keep out of debt. So let's look at another reason.
I've never seen anything in the Word that was not to our advantage.
Every bit of it is to our advantage.
God doesn't tell us to do anything that takes away from the blessing. He
that's
tells
right.
us to do what manifests the blessing.
That's right. That's right. He's leading us, constantly leading us to the land of milk and honey.
That's right.
Always. That's
Amen.
What the Holy Spirit does.
Amen.
Now, so we need to settle that. You need to settle that. Romans 13:8 is a major scripture in your life. The Amplified Translation, keep out of debt. So you can go before the Lord and say, Lord, based on this scripture right now, we are headed out of debt.
Yes.
So if you look at page 2, Gloria, and it says reason number 2 on page 2, borrowing, we are debt free because our covenant must be with God and not with the world. We must be in covenant with Him. One of the things that Brother Copeland said in the 30 days of glory that we had meeting, he said, borrowing is a replacement covenant. It was going to the world when you should have gone to God.
That's right.
And when I heard that what he said, it's a replacement covenant. We have a covenant with God. That's one of the first things that I learned when I came here 40 years ago. Our covenant with God and what we have available in that covenant. And he tells that story, I remember so early on in the book that he wrote, Our Covenant with God, about the man that took the trip on the ocean liner from England to America. And he saved up his money to go on that trip.
Like bologna and cheese.
Yeah, it took cheese and crackers. It was cheese and crackers on the trip. And he got on the ship and he's walking by where they had the dining room and all the beautiful foods and the meals. And then he'd go back to his room and eat cheese and crackers. And finally, on the last day of the trip, the captain comes to him and says, you've been with us on this trip. He said, did we offend you? Did we hurt you in some way? And he said, no, why? He said, well, I've noticed you've never been in the dining hall with us when we eaten. He said, the dining hall, well, I didn't pay for that. And the captain looked at him and said, well, it was included in the meal. It was included in the ticket.
The ticket, yeah.
And he didn't realize that the meal was included in the ticket. So many people do not realize that debt freedom and prosperity is included in the full redemption plan of Jesus. It's included in the blessing.
That's right.
It's ours.
Isn't that good?
So we have a covenant with God. And we have to focus on that covenant. The world, Brother Copeland says, has a system of finance which is complex and very poor in its operation. It continually rocks back and forth between two extremes of depression and inflation. We are in covenant with Almighty God through the blood of Jesus Christ, the most powerful form of agreement ever established. And there's a scripture here that I found, 1 Chronicles 16:15. Be ye mindful always of His covenant, the word which He commanded for 1,000 generations. So we have a covenant with God, and we have to remind ourselves that in this covenant, we have access to debt freedom.
That's right. And what you hear in the natural on the news and different things, it's a good time to be there. It's a good time.
It's
always a great
time.
But there may be times of extreme pressure.
Well, you know, I get the indication from listening to Brother Copeland that we better get out of debt and get out now.
That's exactly right.
That's how difficult things are going to be. And the Lord can turn this around really quick.
Yeah.
There's a supernatural acceleration that I've seen in so many people's lives that, man, this thing can be taken care of, not only for individuals, but for pastors and ministries. A good friend of mine had a service a few months ago in his church. He has a church in Wales. And we were there recently preaching in his church, close partners with this ministry. They come to the ministers' conference, Alex and Jane Ashton, and they had a mortgage burning ceremony
Hallelujah.
In their church.
Praise
and you know what he told me, Gloria? He said it is because of the things that Kenneth Copeland Ministries has taught that has been able to get their church out of debt.
Praise God.
And they have had a celebration, a huge celebration over this. Well, what did he do? He looked to the Word. He made the Word of God his source.
You went to the Lord.
He stopped borrowing money. And he got in covenant with God and realized that in that covenant, it belongs to him already.
That's right.
So many of us
are
needing to make that covenant with God. And I'll just read these couple of scriptures. I think we have 1 minute left. Philippians 4:19, my God will liberally supply,
amen.
Filled to the full.
That's important.
Every need according to his riches and glory. In Deuteronomy 28:11, and the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity.
Enough.
In Genesis 15:1, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision saying, fear not, I'm your shield,
I am
your exceeding great reward. And one of the translations says, I'm your rapidly increasing money supply.
What one is that? What translation?
That is the Leroy Thompson translation, and he got it from the Greeks, from the Hebrews somewhere. I need to find out. But
praise God.
And then finally, God has a much better way to supply the needs than to get in covenant with the world.
That's
He's our supreme provider,
our
abundant supplier, our total source of supply. And God is saying to us today, look to me, not to the world. They will loan it to you. I will give it to you.
Oh, I like that.
Isn't
praise
that wonderful,
God,
Gloria?
Sure. That's awesome.
Praise God.
I will give it to you.
I
now that's Bible.
That's,
he says what he'll
yep,
do.
I'll
he'll meet
it.
All of our needs according
yes,
to what?
Yep.
His riches.
His
and
riches
glory.
And glory.
Not
Christ
according
Jesus.
To the depression or recession
yeah,
or
that's
problems
right.
that are in the earth, but according to his riches and glory. They don't ever have financial trouble up there.
That's right. Oh, they don't.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.